So this is a poem called The Loaf. It's set somewhat in the house that I live in New Jersey, a house built in 1750 or thereabouts. In that era, when they were building a house, they incorporated huge amounts of horsehair into the wall to bind the plaster. So that's a feature of this poem, which is essentially about a hole in a wall and a range of sensations through it. Appearing in it are some of the Irish navigational canal workers who built the Delaware and Raritan Canal. That's about it. It has a little nonsense refrain, or something close to it. The loaf. When I put my finger to the hole they've cut for a dimmer switch in a wall of plaster stiffened with horsehair, it seems I've scratched a 200-year-old itch with a pink and a pink and a pinky pick. When I put my ear to the hole, I'm suddenly aware of spades and shovels turning up the gain all the way from Raritan to the Delaware with a clink and a clink and a clinky click. When I put my nose to the hole, I smell the floodplain off the canal after a hurricane and the spots of green grass where thousands of Irish have lain with a stink and a stink and a stinky stick. When I put my eye to the hole, I see one holding horse dung to the rain, in the hope, indeed, indeed, of washing out a few whole ears of grain. With a wink and a winky wick. And when I do at last succeed in putting my mouth to the horsehair-fringed niche, I can taste the small loaf of bread he baked from that whole scene with a link and a link and a linky lick.